السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before I begin, I just want to say a few words. In this troubling time, we see that they're trying to not only split the Muslim Ummah, but they're also trying to put various people of various faiths against each other to fulfill their agenda. I want to mention a historical event from Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, the cousin and son-in-law of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, who said to his governor, Malik al-Ashtar, when he was ruling in Egypt, quote, "Remember, Malik, that amongst your subjects there are two kinds of people. Those who have the same religion as you have, they are brothers to you. And those who have religions other than that of yours, they are human beings like you." He goes on to say, "Let your mercy and compassion come to their rescue and help in the same way and to the same extent that you accept, that you expect God to show mercy and forgiveness to you." The same Ali would say when he was ruling in the Muslim government, when a jewel of a Jewish woman was stolen from her, one of his constituents, a jewel was taken from her. Not a house taken, not land taken, not hundreds of lives taken, simply a jewel. He said, if a Muslim dies out of solidarity with that woman and feeling her pain, I would not blame them. So if anyone tries to tell you Islam is other than this, they are wrong. I'm sorry. And before I begin, I would like to send my peace and blessings to all of you, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, of my faith or other than my faith. I am your brother, and inshallah, you will accept me as your brother. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the darkness, it can be seen that death delivers deadly dealings. In the silence, it can be heard, shivering, scared souls screaming. In the bloodshed, it can be felt. Behemoth, bomb blast bursting, stomachs churning, flesh burning, children who should be laughing under the sun play hide and go seek from phosphorus clouds whose rain forms puddles of blood. That day after day become a flood, but where can they run? Should they try to climb apartheid walls to be shot down by their guns? Should they take the streets in protest to be devastated by falling explosives in the hundreds of tons? Hey, I know. Why don't we just tell all of the Palestinian mothers to stop giving birth to their sons so no more terrorists are born? And the world will stop being war-torn and everything will magically come to light. If it wasn't so sad, it would be funny. Because I live in a world whose dictator is money and whatever he says goes. And did you know that since 1949, this country has given over $100 billion dedicated to devastating, dehumanizing, depleting, and degrading, allowing Israel to continue invading a land that never belonged to them. Now don't be fooled. Now don't be fooled. This is not a war between Muslims and Jews. This is a war against This is a war between everything false and everything true. Dollars are what they want. Their only prophecy has to do with prophets. See, Judaism is not Zionism. Jews believe in Moses and worshiping the one and only Lord of the heavens, and Zionists are polytheists whose idols are weapons. Their warship is a warship shooting kids playing soccer on the Gaza Strip where the elite conspire to experiment. And their testing zone is a Palestinian home behind TV screens using remote controls like a video game. And it seems like they always get to retry. Because it doesn't matter how many times it happens, and no matter how many dead Palestinian kids, Israel just gets a slap on the wrist of an arm that doesn't even belong to them. When you throw a rock because that's the only part of your home that's left, when you cover your face because tear gas will fill your next breath, when you lose control of being patient, when doctors keep telling families there is another dead patient with dead patients no longer can they bear, that guard on the watchtower upon them who stares, and they decide to fight back. But in the split second from child to man, from victim to revolutionary, someone should have told that Palestinian teen that freedom exists only in his dreams. Someone should have told him, if you want to fight for your right to live, you are a terrorist, remember? You know, this whole thing would be a lot easier if you would just peacefully surrender. But someone should tell that Israeli spokesman that death in the way of justice is sweeter than honey, sweeter than money, that lines the pockets of politicians in these countries. And until they paint the entire sky black with their smoke, until they turn the whole sea red from our lives, and yes, they will try, and more innocent will die, more mothers will cry, but in the end, it is worth it when the world finally stops to pretend that they are the victim and we the aggressor, that they are human and we are the demons, for we are all Christians, Muslims, and Jews, and they have abandoned God's teachings. We are guided and they are misled. No matter how much lead they put into our heads, Zionism will end. But only when we read the articles that weren't funded by AIPAC, read the stories that didn't go from censorship to news stack, when we listen to the tales from the soldiers who supported Israel and then turned back so far, and they still feel the scars of ripping off scarves, seeing Palestinians starve, firing bullets into cars. It has nothing to do with David Starr. It has nothing to do with peace treaties and two-state solutions. It has to do with moral pollution, greed. People with no religion or creed want to see the entire world bleed. They are vampires that can never seem to finish filling their cup. But unfortunately for them, the people of the world are waking up. So from the United States to Uganda, from Hong Kong to Holland, from Boston to Belgium, from Ghana to Gaza, from Palestine to Pakistan, from Iraq to Lebanon to the Islamic Republic of Iran, we stand ready, like Hussein professed. Stand against the oppressor and stand with the oppressed. Assalamu alaikum.